Blog Talk Radio.
Appointment with the Social Security doctor next Wednesday, and then I have an appointment with Social Security at their office on the 27th of this month. I hope it all goes well. I've been fighting for almost 3 years for my Social Security disability, so I'm praying that all is well.
Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, I'm so glad to hear that. If you all do not know Shonda's backstory, she is a really good friend of mine, and she went through brain surgery. She is young. She's a young lady, and what's she like, Shonda, 3 years? We've been praying for Social Security. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, you see, Rashonda Toombs, amen. I'm asking you that favor. You say to walk before, walk beside her, walk behind her, walk in with her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she would have favor. She would sense the favor of God, favor all around her, lift her up, and has already gone before and made a way for her, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Father, didn't you say that if I'd ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified? I'm asking you in your name to do this in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. And God, thank you for her heart's desires that you're lending to her and favor that's going to be with her. And we appreciate it very, 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 very much. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that just like our chief, right on time to just be in agreement and pray? I'm telling you, this prayer line is a lifeline. Thank you, Lord, for that praise report. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just so happy for her.
Amen. Good morning, 913, Dr. Sheila Brown from Kansas City, Kansas. Praise God. Good blessed morning, Doctor. I praise the Lord, too. I remember when she came on, Sister Toombs, and she had the brain thing going on, and I remember when she asked the Lord for her disability. I remember we agreed, and the Lord, it's been a little while, but the Lord, he answered her prayer. That's my praise support, that that young lady gives what she rightfully deserves. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Sheila. So good to hear your voice as well. Anybody else?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Ambassador Dr. Weston Cobb. And I'm glad to be. Good morning. I'm glad to be on the front line this morning. And it's been a journey, but the Lord has brought me through. And I'm going to try and say it without getting sick. But they have finally approved for me to have another EEG. It's been just back and forth, and they cannot find out what is wrong with me. Since I've had this hernia surgery, I've had some gastro problems, and I can't keep food down. But I have an EEG today at 12, and please pray that they find out what is going on in my system. So something is just not right. Surgery I had in July. So if y'all would continue to pray for me, I sure would appreciate it.
And then I'm going to take that prayer request up. Dr. Charlotte Gray, if you don't mind.
Okay, we're in agreement.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we need your help. We don't know any of the person we can turn to. We dare not turn to anyone except you. And we want you to know that we look to you first. We're not making you second or third. You're first, God. And we look to you for all of our help. No wonder the sinner thinks that all our help comes from the Lord. And we look to you in the name of Jesus. That you will fix this problem in Jesus' name. That you will make a way out of no way. I don't know all the terminology about the doctoral situations, but I know that when the doctors can find out what's going on, God, you only when you know. Because you are the maker. I know that these are invisible problems, but we have an invisible God. We are able to handle any invisible problem. And we just praise you and thank you. Asking you that the doctors who can find out what's going on, would you reveal it to them? You, God, would you reveal it to them that they may see and that they may know? And if they don't know how to treat the problem, after you reveal it, would you reveal to them how to treat it in the name of Jesus and give great victory, in Jesus' name I pray. Show up, Lord, and show out. We delight in giving you glory. We delight in giving you praise and adoration. We delight in giving you worship, God. And we need for you to reveal this so it would not be a secret any longer to you, Dr. Shaw. And unless you know what the problem is, and the doctors would know, and they would know how to treat it because of your wisdom and because of your grace and your mercy. I do pray the same thing that I'm praying for LaShonda Toombs. I want you to give this precious lady favor. Such favor that when she walks in, they'll have a smile on their face because they know that she's been going through it. But now, in the name of Jesus, you have revealed it, and it shall be great.
Hallelujah.
Shall be believed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. We praise you, Lord. Appreciate you doing these things because we know that you're busy and you don't have to do anything but be God. But in being God, I ask you to do these things for this precious lady in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm setting a reminder on my phone. We can pray at 12 o'clock, is that what you said?
Amen.
You're playing. A reminder on my phone to pray at 12. I heard Brother Chris, I think.
Yes, you did. I don't want this to slip through the cracks, but a couple of months ago, the man of God presented me with a doctor degree. And here, I don't even have a diploma from high school. And so, man, and so I go back often and I read that to see the criteria that it calls for me to have to the man of God present that to me. And I just, I'm so forever grateful that he thought enough of me. And then God thought enough of me to present that to me, so I don't ever want that to slip. Amen, through the cracks, man. I'm forever grateful and endeavor to the man of God and to God for presenting me with me. I thank you enough of me, highly enough to me to present that to me. He was an extraordinary night, and I just continue to praise God. I pick it up all the time. It was such a beautiful, beautiful call, how he presented and put it in, too. And I'm ever grateful. And if God is for you, can't let me be against you. I'm 2 weeks to remove from the hospital, having surgery without anesthesia, walking 3 and 4 blocks a day. I mean, everything is functioning properly. If God said it, you can hang your hat on what God said. And sometimes he'll answer us instantaneously, and sometimes he'll answer us calls us to wait because he knew a lot of us don't have the patience. We want him to show up when we want him to show up. Mm-hmm. But if you just continue to trust him and never doubt, he'll surely bring you out regardless of what it is that you're facing or is facing you. If God is for you, can't nothing be against you. God bless you.
God bless you. Testimony after testimony. Thank you, Lord. The next person with the praise record, let's get to five. I believe five is double, double. Does anyone else have a praise report?
Amen. Praise God. It's a prayer ambassador, Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. I pray good morning. Good morning to each and every one. I praise God this morning. Oh, for my life, health, and strength. When I say that, I don't say it just to be saying something. But truly, I thank and I praise him for my life, for my health, and for my strength. Oh, I think about it's in him that I live, I move, and I have my being. I praise God just for another day that the Lord has kept me. I thank God for the opportunity to hear the saints of God on this morning. It does my heart good to hear those that I've not heard in a while, to hear them on the line. Oh, my heart does rejoice to hear Dr. Cobb, Dr. Watson Cobb. I praise God this morning because God is a miracle worker, even from Ambassador Toon. I praise God. God is a miracle worker. He is a miracle worker. He's worked miracles for us over and over again. So, yes, we do touch and agree on the same thing the Word of God says. But two or three come together, and it's more than two or three of us. And we do touch and agree. And believing on the same thing that God did in it. So I stand in agreement with each and every one that God would move on today's day for the miracle that is needed. And we just believe it by faith. For as we ask, we doubt nothing, but we trust God. Trust God. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. God bless you. Looking for a miracle. Looking for a miracle.
He's so good. He is so good. I'm so sorry. Lady Hagen, did you want me to turn it back over? Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Yes, I'll take it now. Thank you so much. This is so good. You have done a wonderful job.
And hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, my. Let's give the Lord a praise clap and thank God for Ambassador Dr. Carla Gray. Amen. He's done a wonderful job. Amen. Congratulations on praise service here. And all of you who contributed, may God forever bless you. Oh, my God. He inhabits the praise. Yes?
I just believe I feel the Lord spoke to me and said, the one we got Dr. Cobb on the line, that we're going to open the line up and let the people pray for her. God is prayer and answers the prayers. So can you take maybe a minute or two and have three or four prayers? If you're there, she's been very, very, very sick. And then Dr. Wileen Cobb. But the Lord held his hand over and brought her back to us. Amen. Okay. And let's thank him for it and give a prayer of thanksgiving or something. If you can you handle that, Doctor?
Oh, yes, sir. We'd be glad to. We're standing in agreement with you. We'll be glad to do this. We're just so glad, Father God, that how you've allowed Dr. Cobb, Wazin Cobb, to come back to us. And thank you for the healing that you're doing in her body. Just sending a word that she is healed by your power. Lord, you have won again. The enemy is defeated. Where the enemy said she would not return, it would be the other way. You proved the devil a lie. Once again, your truth has triumphed. And we thank you, Father, for healing her body. And, for your glory. We are so grateful for the name of Jesus. Yeah. And as you said, they open these lines. Hallelujah for each of you to participate, Chief, however way you want to do it. I put it in your hands. I do have a guest that will come after you finish, but you go right ahead and do it like the Lord tell you to do it. Amen. And we are all standing and practicing with you, sir. God bless you. The mic's yours.
Amen. Somebody else who jump in there and pray for Dr. Wavine Cobb. Remember this. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Amen. Who's next? Amen. I want to pray.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern. Greetings to the body of Christ as we stay up under the anointing, the banner of healing. And God will just come for your presence again and again. And we, your children, oh God, that you have commissioned us, oh God, by the power of Holy Spirit, that we should pray ye one for another. But first, God, we want to thank you for the hand of healing. Oh, God, you say healing is the children's bread. And as you heal your daughter and heal our sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Ambassador Dr. Wazine Cobb, Lord, we thank you that you were with her all the way from the ending to the ending. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that her faith was increased, that her spirit was lifted up. And now, God, we pray and ask that you close the back door on the enemy, that he won't be allowed to come in anymore. No backlash. Oh, God, no setback. God, we pray right now, God, that her faith look up to thee, thy Lamb of Calvary. Build her most holy faith up now. Strengthen her, Lord God. Strengthen the fever hands that hang down, God. Let her know that you were there all along, and her sisters and brothers, the prayer ambassadors, were soaked in the spirit, in the spirit realm, and lifted her up, God. She was not forgotten. And God, we thank you this morning, oh God, for the man of God, Chief Ambassador Lord, that prayed for her and allowed us to hear the prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send these prayers in her spirit. Oh God, we shoot the fiery dart of the enemy out of there in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh God, I know that's where 1,000 plus praises come in, God. Hallelujah. We should be no stranger unto you in saying thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's say thank you. Let's have the credit of
working
somewhere. Praise him right there for the miracle. He's building a miracle. And just let your daughter go away, Lord God. Oh, let your people take her out of here, God. You're not going to hurt her, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you right now. We thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, it's going to be one of us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh, God, for this prayer line. We thank you, oh, God, that we got to thank you, God, on the line. Oh, God, that you know what you need to pray. You got all the prayers for us, God. You sent angels away in the hospital, oh, God. We don't know how many angels you sent, Lord. You could have sent us, oh God, a legion of angels to cover her, God, this morning. We still plead the blood over her, God. In the name of Jesus, because the blood still works. Oh, God, many people went out for what she had. But, God, you slayed the hand of the enemy, and you brought her through, and now strengthen her, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you. 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 We thank you this morning, God. praise, all the honor, all the glory. We stand in proxy for one another in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for her. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Dr. Hagen, and then we'll go ahead, Dr. Hagen.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much, Chief Ambassador. Thank you, our mother, to the nation and to all of you who've been praying, amen, for Ambassador Dr. Wazin Cobb. We believe it is a done deal, and we want to thank God for healing. Oh, yes, being sent all her way. God bless you. We love you, Dr. Cobb. May God forever bless you. Oh, my goodness. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you.
Oh, to God be praised. To God be praised. Oh, my. And now, my dear friends, we do have a guest with us on today. This is a very, very special lady. All are coming to us by way of, is that North Augusta, South Carolina, some in that area, but she can better explain it than I can. But I'm telling you, I was blessed to meet her, amen, in a conference, and we were all there praying together, and she has a very unique testimony of all the miracle things that God has done for her, and I'm telling you, and she also has a prayer life, and the things that God has brought her through has brought her to this platform. I do believe it's not been by chance or coincidence, but I do believe it's been the power of God. And this morning as I was praying, right while I was, you know, letting somebody else handle everything, I was praying and asking God, who should I guest be this morning? And the Lord impressed me with her name. And I didn't have the number, but it was amazing how the Lord just allowed that to happen too. So we are just so grateful, amen, to have our guest, amen, Evangelist Evangelist Woods, all the way by way of North Augusta, South Carolina. We are so glad to have you join us this morning on the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Commission broadcast. We are on air live. We are going into all nations and countries. And as you know, 1.9 billion, hallelujah, more than 200 countries. We are live. We are beefed up by, that's right, BTR, NPA, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and you name it. God bless you and welcome. This is the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. We'd like to welcome you this morning, Evangelist Janet Woods. God bless you. Are you there?
Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. God bless you. Amen. And thank God for you. Amen. God bless Chief Ambassador Johnson. Amen. And First Lady Dr. Johnson. Amen. To all the ambassadors, all the doctors. Thank God for you this morning. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. Thank God for the people of God. Thank God for what he's doing in this hour. Thank God, amen, for another day that he has allowed us to be in the land of the living, just to give him glory, just to give him honor, amen, to tell him how much we love him, how much we appreciate him, how much that we need him, how much that we cannot make it without him. Thank him for protecting us, amen, from the dangers seen and unseen. Thank him for protecting us through the viruses, through the whatever it is. Thank him for protecting us and yet bringing us through, amen, with victory on our side, and we give him glory. We give him honor. Shall we look for another? No, he is the one. He is the only true and wise and living God, and for that we give him glory. We give him honor. Amen. I bless the name of the Lord. Amen. For all that he's doing, all that he has done. And I am so grateful. I am grateful to God. Amen. For what he has done and what he is yet going to do. Amen. I thank God for the people of God on this line this morning. Amen. For those of you that's listening, thank God for you this morning. Amen. In your respectable places. Amen. I am Evangelist Janice Woods, and I live right here in the city of North Augusta. Amen. About 10 minutes from Augusta, Georgia. Amen. I am a pastor's daughter. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I was born and raised in Miami. Amen. And some of you know that Miami is very fast. Amen. And I know a lot about the streets. God delivered me from the streets. Amen. And I know about the old way, calling on Jesus at the altar. And I'm telling you, at the age of 16, I used to go around with my mom. Amen. My mom was calling to the ministry, but I walked very close with her. And so I know about holiness. I know about sanctification. Amen. And because I knew about it, amen, the hand of God was upon my life early, but I rejected the call. And I began to get into other things, and I began to want to try other things. But I want you to know, even in my trying, amen, God still did not take his promise. He still did not took back what he had over my life. He did not take it back. And I come to encourage you, I come to encourage you this morning. Your child may be going through something right now. Your child may look like they're not going to give it up. Your child may look like it's just destined for death, destined for trouble. But I want to encourage you, just as God has brought me out, amen, from the streets of Miami. And there's so many things that he delivered me from. He delivered me from, oh, my God, if I begin to tell you, amen, you say, you know, I'm going to tell you just how bad it was. I was 10, and I remember this older fella saying, he said, you know what, if you don't stop some of this foolishness that you're doing, you're not going to make it to be 21. But I give God praise and I give him glory this morning. Amen, because I could truly say, if it had not been for God on my side, amen, the enemy would have swallowed me up long time ago. Amen, because I was introduced to so many different things. So I seen so many different things. I just, you know, I could have lost my mind, but God kept me. Amen, not only did he keep me in the world, but he kept me in the church. Amen, and I give him praise for that today. Amen, but back to what I was saying, the man said, you know, if you don't quit some of this foolishness you're doing, amen, he said, you're not going to live to see 21. Amen, but I thank God that he blessed me to see 62 today. Amen, I thank him because he took my life that was spiraling so fast, all in the midnight hour. He took a little old girl like me off the streets of Miami. He put his spirit inside of me. Oh, glory to God. He put his spirit inside of me, and when he put his spirit inside of me, it began to change my mind. It began to change my heart. My hunger and my thirst began to become, want to please him, want to follow him. No, it did not happen overnight, but it was a process that got me to this point right here where I am today. And I just want to encourage someone on this line as I begin to hear God speak. Don't give up on your children. Continue to cry to God for your children. Amen. The enemy will try to paint a picture, but it's just hopeless. How about fake it? Amen. But the same God that was with me when I was coming up, it's the same God that's going to bring them out today. They may have addictions. They may be bound by whatever they're bound by. But God is able. He's more than able to reach down and bring them out, change their heart, how about say, cause them to hate what he hate and to love what he loves. Amen. So I want to encourage you this morning to stay on the altar, stay in God's presence. Amen. Because he's not a God that he should lie. Amen. If he promised to save them, he's going to save them. Amen. But it's a due season on a those spot that God will bring them out just as he's brought me out. And I'm here to tell you on today, amen, God has blessed me. Amen. I go out every Saturday, amen, on the streets of North Augusta. Amen. We set up, me and my spiritual daughter, we set up. Amen. And we go into the areas, amen, that they're less fortunate. Amen. We give out food. We give out clothes. Amen. We get donations, and God has blessed us. Amen. We go with the microphone. We give out pamphlets, tracts, as we would call them. Amen. And we pray for them. We offer them salvation. Amen. However God uses us, that's what we do. Amen. And that ministry is Kingsbridge Outreach. Amen. And recently God has birthed another ministry called Shattered But Not Broken. Amen. This happened maybe 3 or 4 years ago, how my life began to spiral. Amen. In the church. Amen. In the church, it began to spiral. I began to say, I don't want to preach no more. I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that. And I don't go stop. And that drawback spirit began to come upon me. I don't go, amen. And I went into a spirit of depression. I went into a spirit of rejection. And I think, you know, I kind of just eased on back. Yeah, eased on back. Amen. But I thank God, amen, how he restored me, how he gave me leaders that would nourish me, that would see the good in me. Amen. And God began to cause me to live, cause me to begin to want to get busy in the things of God. Amen. And I'm telling you, when I began to get busy, God began to set fire and turn my prayer life up. He began to let me know this is the way that you're going to be able to stand, and this is the way that you're going to be able, amen, to fight against the fiery trials of the most sake of my star. This is the way that you're going to have power. And as I began to draw myself near to him, he began to draw near to me. He began to put people in my life like Apostle Williams. He began to put the lifeline in my life, amen, like Ambassador Dr. Hagen. He began to put people in my life that could where I could see their life, and then I could begin to thirst after the things of God. And so that's how I am at this point now. Amen. I'm telling you that God is a way maker. Amen. I lost my husband 6 years ago, and God has not failed me. No, he has not failed me. He has been a provider. He's been my comforter. He has been my peace today. Amen. And I lost my mom in April of this year, and God has given me strength to go on more than ever so. Took care of her for 5 years with dementia, but God was yet good, even in the midst of it. He was yet good, and he still is good. So I just want to stop by here, amen, and thank you all for this platform. Thank you for, amen, what God is doing in your life. And don't lose hope, amen. We have to encourage each other. We have to strengthen each other. And just know we got the press like never before, amen, and tell somebody of the good news of God. Amen, because we could have lost our mind. We could have been dead. Oh, but the hand of God was on our life. When he said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, guess what? He know. Amen, and he have a plan, and his plan is going to come together. Amen, and so I give God glory this morning. I thank him for those of you on the line, and thank you, amen, once again. And God bless you, and I am encouraged. Amen, continue to keep me in your prayers. Amen, I'll be doing an event on October 23rd. Amen. I'm going to get together some more ministries, and we're going to hit the streets, amen, in the city of Augusta, Georgia. Amen. Winning souls for Christ, because that's what it's all about. Amen. In this area, there are a bunch of homeless people. There are people that they're not saved. And how many know that God will take you back? Amen. He will remind you, amen, from where you come from. He will remind you what it could have been. He will remind you, amen, and because he reminds us, amen, I'm grateful to him. I'm grateful to him. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. I'm not ashamed of him because of him. And I give him glory and I give him honor. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Ambassador Dr. Hagen, God bless you. And thank you all. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much, Evangelist Woods. Thank you for just coming on and sharing with us your testimony of what God is doing, and we appreciate you. I'm going to talk with Keith in a moment, but our chief, he also has, the Lord has given him a special grant where he is looking for ministries that are working for God, and the Lord has told him to let that grant be called, that's right, Workers for God grant, but anyway, he can share it if he feel led to, but we are so grateful to have you join us today, and we have all been blessed by your testimony and for your stance and for what you're doing for the Lord. Now, without any further ado, God bless you. I'm going to put in the hands of the one and only founder of this great work, none other than Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Dr. Jody Hagan. Amen. Such a blessing to people. And amen. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. We certainly want to thank God for how he used you so many times in such an auspicious way. Amen. I think what we'll do now, if you don't mind, Dr. Hagan, and I heard Evangelist Woods say she's coming to us on her birthday. Amen. Is that right, Evangelist Woods? Amen. This is your birthday?
My birthday?
Uh-huh.
No, sir. My birthday is in January.
Oh, I thought I heard you say that. I know I heard you say you, God had blessed you to see 62. I thought you said today. But,
no, sir. My birthday
God.
No, sir. It's in January. But he blessed me to see 62 when they said I would not see 62. They said I wouldn't make it to 21 because of my lifestyle. Yes, because of my lifestyle,
yes.
God said others.
We thank the Lord for blessing you, and it is the hand of the Lord that has blessed you to come this far. And you have blessed us today in a gracious and glorious way. Thank God. We give all the glory to God for what your testimony has done for the people today. Thank you so very much.
Amen. God bless you.
Words. God bless you. You're welcome back anytime you would like to come. God bless you. All right. Thank you again,
Amen.
Dr. Julie Hagan, for this day. I'm able to enjoy this day and to rest. And thank you for it very, very, very much. Amen. Let's get our scripture reading. One of the things we're doing is reading the Bible all the way through. We started in Genesis 1:1, and now, and so far, even in the New Testament. Now, go ahead, Dr. Freddie Collins, and give us what we're reading today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are in the book of Matthew, reading chapters 15 through 17 on today is your reading assignment.
Oh, beautiful. Now, you may think it's trite, but those who have never read that far in the Bible, Matthew is in the New Testament, not in the Old Testament. Don't be over there by Isaiah and by Hosea and all them looking for Matthew. He's not over there. You have to come to the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all around there, and you'll find Matthew. Okay? God bless you. You've had a great day. Come on, Dr. Fryerson, you are on today. Tell us when we'll have our all-night study. We try to do it like the old school and the old church. God said for us to have an all-night study. And we don't go to the church and stay on our knees on that concrete floor. But God has made it really convenient for us in this last day and last time. And modern, amen. All you have to do is get your time that you want to be a part of the all-night shut-in and be on this line right here. And then we'll stay on this line all night long celebrating and serenading our God and our Lord and Savior. Amen. So if you'd like to be a part of it, Dr. Fryerson, if she's on today, she'll tell you how.
Wednesday, October the 27th is the all-night shut-in. And everyone is invited. And if you would like to minister, feel free to call me. Don't text me because it's a landline phone. The number is 616-531-4940. 616-531-4940. It starts at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is the same as 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.
Thank you. I want everybody, I want you to know that I believe the Lord showed me that he's writing a new book. He wrote the Bible, yes, but he is writing new books now, according to Revelation, the 20th chapter, and the books were opened. And this is not the book of life where people find out whether or not they go to heaven or hell. No, this is the book that's recording the works of the people. Amen. And what I'm trying to say is that I want your name in the new books. Look and see all these names that he recorded in the book that we read now, the Bible. Amen. Look at Matthew. He even recorded all the ones who begot. It says, so-and-so beget this one, and this one beget that one, and this one beget that one. All these names are recorded. Go to many of the other books and see all the names in the Old Testament, how he mentions all the names of the people. You think people don't spend all night studying with them and God not record the names of the people who were there? I want your name to be in that new book, in this new book, amen, that he's recording, that he writes your name in there and says that Wyvern Cobb, Sheila Brown, all these precious people, Dr. Deborah Johnson, all these names, Patricia Stern, all these names were part of the whole night show. He's going to have them in there. I'm telling you, open your eyes. You may not have the foresight, but I have the foresight, and I've seen that. Well, he'll put your name in his new book. You want to be a part of the all-night study. They taught me it's better not to, whatever you do, don't have a zero behind your name. Amen. Have something behind your name. Amen. And people invest with their own, and they have to receive their rewards in this world. But if they make it to heaven, there are no rewards there because they've only invested in this world. Amen. But there are rewards for investing in the world to come. Amen. And our Lord and Savior, he has rewards for us for investing in the world to come, heaven. Amen. I don't want to get to heaven and not have any rewards. I don't know about you, but I want to have rewards all around. I want to have so many rewards that they have to get me some type of wheelbarrow or something to take my rewards. Listen to me, amen. God bless you. Be a part of that all-night shut-in, and you'll see that the Lord will bless you in a phenomenal way. All right, tell us about the youth prayer line tonight. I want you to be there now. Tell us about the youth prayer line. All right. Come on.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Chief Ambassador 913, Dr. Sheila Brown. Praise the Lord. We would like to invite you on the line tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be in the book of Exodus, speaking of Moses. God has confirmed it all week. Moses has been mentioned. Nevertheless, tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., and yes, sir, God bless you. Thank you, sir.
All right, 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll have a great time on the youth prayer line. I'm so happy that I can tell y'all that the Lord blessed us to make, I believe, close to 40 youth prayer ambassadors. Youth prayer ambassadors. And through the help of so many people in this line, we were able to give each one of them a few more left, but almost each one of them $50.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. I'm telling you these things because I know people like to get a hold of negative things, and they want to turn you down with negative things. And I'm telling you some positive things that you can put out, and numerous you can put out on Fresh Fruits and put out on me. Yes, I am guilty of using my earned degrees too. And to get right with the state and the federal, and be able to authentically confer on several different people, over 30 people that we've been able to present honorary doctorate degrees to in the auspices of amazing grace. And we don't want to thank God for you and the auspices of Fresh Fruits. Plus, to start out with the auspices of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you're looking for things that you want to help us put a rumor out on us, put that out. If this Lord, this man, God has used this man to make over 30 honorary doctorate degrees. Amen. Put that out. Put it out about the youth prayer ambassadors. Well, nobody care about youth. Seems like no anymore. Amen. But we got youth prayer ambassadors who are praying for young people. And you want your young people blessed? Get them on that youth prayer line. Amen. We're teaching them how to plead the blood of Jesus. So, shut it up, D.I.T.
Glory.
Jesus, blood of Jesus. You want to hear it. It's so marvelous to hear many, many young people pleading the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And we're teaching them how to be grateful and to thank the Lord and thank him so much for what he's already done. And we're teaching young people how to just tell the Lord, I believe you, Lord, I believe you. So God gets pleasure out of that more than he does anything else, I believe, because he inhabits the praises of his people. I believe you, Lord, is a praise unto him. I believe you. We believe you, Lord. Young people learning to not only plead the blood of Jesus and to thank him, but to let him know that they believe him. And let me tell you, I found out that without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Amen. And if you'll exercise your faith in him, you can get God to do anything. Amen. He'll move mountains for you just because you believe him. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Hagen. We're over, and I want to thank you again for taking the helm today and for leading us and allowing me to get to this. I appreciate it very, very, very much. All right. Unless you have anything else.
Are you so welcome? I just want to say thank you. Thank you, and to First Lady. And to all the listeners, I want to thank you so very, very much. And God bless you. My mom's fine. And all the others who are praying for, they're fine. My sister, she's driving back from Yale University after taking her daughter back from after the homegoing of her dad. The prayer was so rich. It just knocked away all of the excessive grief. And we was able to give God the praise. Now she's driving back from Yale University where she had to drop her daughter off. And they're on their way back home now. Continue to keep them in prayer, and we just thank you and everybody who's joined in praying for us. And God has done it again, Chief. To God be praised. Thank you.
And your mother is fine, huh?
Yes, sir. My mom is fine, and she is getting ready. The family decided that we all just needed to take a trip, so. My mom is fine, and they're all looking forward to taking a trip on the weekend, probably Friday, just let everybody go, all the family, and, you know, just take a brief vacate. Just go a nice remote place and you know, just chill out for a bit. So be praying for us. But my mom is fine, and she's ready to meet up with you so she can dance and shout the victory with you. God bless you, Chief. We love you and Lady Betty and everybody here. We appreciate you so much. Back to you, sir.
Amen. That is so exciting to hear about your mom. Amen. Because I know the enemy surely tried to take her. Amen. But he could not. Because the blood of Jesus was all over around her and in her. And thank God for the blood. All right. You had a great day. I'm going to let you go. And we thank Evangelist Woods again for us. We appreciate her. She's a great blessing to us. And we thank you so very, very much. All right. I feel like I need to pray for all of you today. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you let your healing virtue fall on this life tonight? Got an SOS, and they need your help. Touch these SOS situations and change them around, turn them around, and give them victory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Jaden, the Lord gets you, Lord Devil. I'm reversed the curse around on you. The curse has been reversed. And thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Yeah, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I just want to tell you, we believe you, Lord. We believe you. Everything you said is going to come to pass. In the name of Jesus, every vision, every proxy, everything your faith shall come to pass. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your apathy, apathomatic God. Yeah, that's you, God. You believe, and you're about truths. It shall be revealed. And thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, these folk. And reveal unto them, Lord, your will and your way. Touch the healing virtue fall everywhere. The healing virtue of Jesus Christ. Let it fall on these people. In this, your word say, I believe in Matthew, Lord, that you went to the multitude, and they came unto you, and the multitude came unto you, and you healed them all. A-L-L, all means all. You healed leprosy. You healed cancer. You healed strokes. You healed high blood. You healed low blood. You healed all kind of back trouble and side troubles and eye trouble, ear trouble, head trouble. You healed them all. And so I know you're the same yesterday, today, hey, and forevermore. Will you touch these precious people? This is a multitude, Lord. Thank you. 1.9 billion. And I know you're able to heal them all, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, and we appreciate it very, very much. And we'll never take you for granted, because you are ever present in our hearts, minds, and souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line. Let me dismiss you, and may you have breakfast or whatever you're going to do. Just know that the Lord is with you and he loves you. Regardless of your situation, he loves you. Amen. And give him praise and adoration today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Hagen. And we're dismissing. Unless you have something else, we're dismissing the people today.
All is well.
Thank you. Dr. Teresa Fields, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I would like
go
to invite
you. Mm-hmm.
Sure. I would like to invite anyone who doesn't have a church home to call into the prayer line to fellowship with Amazing Grace International, where our very own Chief Ambassador is the presiding pastor. There are three ways that you can do so. Every Wednesday evening for Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for church service. And if you're in the Kansas City area, you can go in person and fellowship with them. They will welcome you with open arms. They will praise over you. I promise you, you'll have an amazing time with Amazing Grace. Back into your hands, Chief.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. See,
yes, ma'am.
This is the start. Just to let you know, I was on your Bible study last night after I got off my line a little time, and I believe, and I have my whole household saying, I believe along with you, Chief. It was very awesome. Amen. The Lord had me to tune in. He say, now you need to be replenished now, so you get on that line. So it was awesome. And I almost have that promo if Ambassador Steels doesn't come in, isn't that the one? I almost have your promo already locked down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Still have an amazing time at Amazing Grace. God bless you, Chief. It was good.
Nobody like another to the nation. And, oh, my God. Thank God the bishop. Now, when I say bishop, I'm not throwing the title out there. I'm with Dr. Bailey and I lived here in Kansas City and went up to Chicago for that night. And so Mother Stern and her husband become bishops. Amen. They were honored by her organization. Amen. And she's one of the few women in America who is a bona fide bishop. Amen. And she walks in those shoes, as well as has the title. Amen. She will listen to her. She walks in those shoes too. Amen. As a bishop. God bless you. She got great, great wisdom. And we appreciate God how he's blessed her. So not only her, but her husband too. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but he left as Bishop Gary Stern. Amen. Such a wonderful man and great teacher. Just a blessing. I know he's having a wonderful time there in heaven and being used of the Lord. Thank God for both of them. Now, I just want you to know, on Friday, I want all of you here on Friday because I want to reiterate and revisit this, how God gave me 7 miracles in one day. 7 miracles in one day. And I want to tell you this because I want to increase your faith. So some of y'all need more than one miracle in a day. And I want to tell you how God gave me 7 miracles in one day. That it might increase your faith to believe God can do that for our chief. He can do it for me. And he will and wants to do it for you. He just needs you to believe in him. I tell you, I've been telling you that the one thing that brings God so much pleasure is when he finds a people who believes in him. And the thing that brings him the most pain is when he finds the people who doubt him. Look at the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They doubted Jesus and wanted to put him to death because he had the favor of God on his life. Amen. He is God and was and is. And so you want to believe the Lord. That's why I have trained and taught you all on the line to tell him that you believe it. I believe you, Lord. I believe you. I believe you, Lord. Why? This is very, very important. That gives him pleasure to have a people who believe him. Let me tell you, it will get you blessings like never before. Just believe in the Lord. What did he ask people in the Word of God when Jesus was on this earth? He always wanted to know, do you believe? Amen. Do you believe? Yes, Lord, I believe. According to your faith being unto you. And he healed blind people. He healed people with leprosy and everything else because they simply believed in the Lord. Let him know you believe in him. Let him know that your faith, that's why the old people used to sing that song in the old church. My faith looks up to thee, thou land of Calvary, Savior, be thine. Now hear me while I pray. It goes on. But you see, it's so important that we believe in him and that he knows that we believe. That's why I know, not thinking, but I know that everything that God has shown me in vision will come to pass because God showed it. And anything he says or shows must come to pass. I believe him. Amen. I believe him for everything he said. I say this and I close. I ask the Lord again. I ask the Lord, Lord, some of the things I've told my church, Amazing Grace, some of the things have not come to pass. Of course, it's so incredible, some of the things that God has said. And I said, well, when will you do them? And that was pretty bold of me to ask him because he's the one who's over timing. Jesus doesn't even know when he's coming back. Amen. Because God is over timing. But I asked him, I said, Lord, when it will take place? And because these people are new Israelites and they don't have the faith to believe. And, you know, with faith like that. And when will you do it so they'll know that I'm not a lying prophet? Amen. And I asked him, and God said, son, he did me like Abraham and Sarah. He said, about this time next year, you'll see many of the things that I've told you, and you've said, because I told you, many of the things will come to you. Will have come to pass, as they said, many of the things. This was March of this year, he told me that. And by March of next year, many of the things will have come to pass, because God said it, and I believe it. And by March of next year, and some of the things I'll